Don't anybody make eye contact with Judy.
Or say her name.
Right.
She's in the penalty box.
Right. No one look at Judy. That includes you, Jim Myra, from the Chicago Blackhawks.
Although it's hard not to because she's wearing the canary yellow dress today.
And you will see it in the new pictures.
When everyone else is wearing black and white and gray.
Yes, that's absolutely true. All right, here we go. Now Jim is here with us. Joe is here with us. I don't know where Jim is, but Joe is here.
Joe's definitely here.
Joe Myra is Vice President of Business Affairs at the United Center. And you have done something pretty amazing here, sir. They have just opened up today this annex for the just to the east of the stadium where the old, you know, Jordan statue was in the lot. There was a big parking lot out there that only the fancy people could park at. And now you got this big, beautiful glass building that's got it's got offices in it, which is, you know, nice for you guys. But the key here is that you have got a you've moved the Jordan statue indoors. It's in this beautiful atrium. Mm-hmm. There's going to be restaurants and nightclubs and
a cafe and event space, all kinds of fun stuff.
And a store, 10,000 square feet of Hawks and Bulls paraphernalia. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep.
Yep. And then all the tickets. Now here, see, you know what the genius is here? Mm-hmm. Now I know that you're new to the Chicago Blackhawks organization and to the United Center, but you were with the Seattle Mariners before that, right?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Now, what is Seattle known for, sir?
What is Seattle known for? Rain.
Yeah, rain. Sure, right. That is correct. Those are the answers that we are
kind
looking
for. That rainy
for.
Gray.
Yes, you got
sort
that
of
right.
Scene.
Mm-hmm. Now, when sports fans go to said stadiums and they have to stand around outside to get their tickets or whatever it is, it's pretty awful, right?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, Chicago also known for really crappy weather. And that's a technical term. That's an actual meteorological
cold,
term
yes.
that I'm just using right there. And I have been at a number of times where I've, you know, come to a Hawks game a little early. And, you know, you waited to get in, you waited for doors to open, or you were going to will call to pick them up, and it was outside, and it was 47,000 degrees below zero uh-huh. and all the rest. And it's an unpleasant experience. That you solved that problem for everybody who wants to come see the Hawks or the Bulls or a concert or whatever it is here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're excited. I mean, it's been 2 years in the making. So
it feels like it went up in a minute, by the way, I will say. I mean, it's just like, where did the building come from?
Yeah, it's quite amazing. You know, this new space allows us just so many opportunities for fans, fan engagement. It's basically an extension of the United Center. Mm-hmm. It's a 19,000 square foot space, five stories. You know, you don't have a ticket to get in there. You have a ticket to get in the arena, but it allows you to experience the atmosphere around the arena during Blackhawks games or Bulls games. It allows folks to enjoy the space in a heated area.
Right.
We've got great activations. We have some LED scoreboards that'll run sponsorships and Blackhawks brandings and things like that. A new scoreboard, new box office, much more customer service friendly.
Yeah, and that's the thing about the box office, too. There's brand new, beautiful box office that's there that you can come in. And I would imagine on certain game days, and, you know, whatever it happens to be, it's a great place if you're, you know, maybe you bought tickets online at the last minute and you're able right. to get them from the organization or from, you know, wherever, so you can stand in line for that, or it, you know, day of game tickets that sometimes are available. It's an inviting thing. And now I guess the question, and I've been asked this question by people, what are going to be the hours that people can go and see the Jordan statue, which is now very much in the center of this atrium?
Absolutely. So we're going to be open basically every day of the year. 10 to 6, we know we have a lot of visitors from overseas, a lot of visitors from down the United States. Mm-hmm. Millions and millions of folks come to Chicago every year. We hope to capture a number of those that can check out the Jordan statue. And then we'll have additional amenities for them to enjoy mm-hmm. while they're in the atrium. Experience a little bit of the United Center when we don't have an event. We do have a new retail store, 10,000 square foot retail store. Bulls Blackhawks.
When is that going to open up?
Summer of 17.
Okay.
What about the nightclub, the cafe, and all that? Is that coming soon too?
Yeah. So we've basically opened up 25,000 square feet in the arena where the offices used to be. Now Bulls Blackhawks, the United Center employees are on the new office building above the box office and the retail space, which you can see. So now we start to now develop and design areas where more fan-friendly. We're looking at restaurants. We're looking at a new VIP entrance.
What's this VIP entrance all about? Because I like to use those. What,
I'm sure Roe will be first in line.
Yes, exactly. Don't you know who I am? And then the next thing you know.
Does that work, by the way, to get you in?
Ow!
You can give it a try. Give it a try.
Yeah. Nice. Generally, I'm being dragged away by guys wearing baby blue.
What's that all about?
Yeah, what is a VIP entrance?
We'll have other clubs available to fans in the arena that aren't currently here now.
Okay.
We're looking at a concert club down in the area where the arena offices used to be on the service
like a,
level.
Like a music, like a nightclub kind of
yeah,
a concept?
Similar, yeah, nightclub, full service.
Yeah.
Other areas that are on the concourses that may be available to fans that don't necessarily need a VIP access.
You know, I wanted to ask though, I mentioned this earlier. I was slightly concerned about it. You know, you got a lot of young athletes here. Do you really want to give them another nightclub that's really close? Do you want to do that? I don't know. There should be like a rule that they're not allowed to go to their own nightclub.
It's part of the fan experience.
Exactly.
It's for
the
fans.
Really
yes,
fans
going
only.
On here.
Yeah.
But it's incredible what you're building here. It feels like it's going to be a campus. It'll be a true destination year-round.
Absolutely. And that's the goal. I mean, it's a large space to add to the fan experience when they're here at the United Center. Whether it's a game day or non-game day, we're really excited about it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And will that nightclub be open when it's not a game day?
So, potentially. Oh. There's some things that have been vetted out. We're designing a lot of ideas right now, conceptually. Mm-hmm. We're also looking at food and beverage offerings outside of nightclub activities.
It is amazing, though, out of 365 days in the year, how many days this building is up and going.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right, you kind of think about it as Bulls and Hawks, but it's you've got concerts, you've got all the special events that come in,
sure.
Festivals and things like that.
Disney on Ice.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna have the Frozen Four this year, right?
Yes, correct.
So, I mean, that's, you know, and I loved it when, the one thing that I think we really do need to get is a Big Ten basketball championship and steal it away from that, Indianapolis?
Could you work on that for us?
Yeah. We could. Yeah. We're behind the scenes working very hard.
Yes, I'm sure. I hope so. And also, I don't know, what's so wrong with the Final Four? I mean, would it kill us to have a Final Four?
No.
What's
wrong with that? Right. It should be a tremendous facility.
Hopefully the new addition allows us that opportunity.
So. Yeah, exactly. Maybe a political convention? I don't want anyone soon, but I was actually here for the 96 one, and that was... Bill Clinton working that room, man. It's like nothing I'd ever seen before. Like working the concourse. Hey, where's the nightclub? It's not going to open for 12 more years, Mr. President.
He'll be first in line when the nightclub opens here.
I will be waiting. All right. So, again, this is the most important part of this is that if people want it right now, because the other stuff's going to kind of roll out over the next...
Absolutely.
6 months.
It'll be phased in over a couple of years.
Yeah, okay.
Right now the atrium is open. People
Absolutely.
Can enjoy it. They can see the Michael
Jordan
statue.
Yeah, we encourage you to come out, take a look.
Check out the new facility.
If you have a ticket anywhere in the arena, you can go visit the atrium, go through the area, check it out.
Were there any other arenas around the country that inspired this? Because it seems whether it's a ballpark, football, hockey, basketball, it's not so much just go and watch a game anymore. It's like a whole community. So was there any other... replications or anything you saw around the country, or what sort of inspired all this?
I think we just want to do more for our fan base, and I think that not just in the arena, but the experience going to and from, you know, the time you park your car, you jump off the bus or the L or whatever it is, you're arriving at the arena, you're going to experience the game or the event that's going on, and you're going to leave in it. We want the environment to be very inviting,
right?
Exciting, a lot of energy, as well as just a different experience for everyone. And
because this is the only, if there is not that there is too much of a slow time here, but there would just slow down a little bit late summer as you had to get ready for the fall here. That's always a nice time for people to be outside. When you guys are at your hottest in January and February and March and April, it's still cold outside, and this is a great. I'm trying to figure out the number of times in my life I've been to either the United Center or the Chicago Stadium prior to that, and it's an incalculable number. It's like as far as that new TRAPPIST-1 solar system is. I don't remember many of them, as a matter of fact, especially in the last 20 years. But I will say this, that outside thing, this is such a great advantage for people when the weather is cold or inclement or whatever, you know, to kind of hang out before a game. If they're getting there a little bit earlier, they want to shop beforehand or they, you know, whatever it is. Because a lot of people come early because they want to get the better parking.
Sure.
Right? And
sure.
So this gives them an opportunity to have a warm place. They don't have to just sit in the car, you know, with Grandpa still smoking a cigar and go, you know, can we go in? So this is a really cool idea. And again, this is the east end of the stadium. It's a big brand new facility, huge floor space, very inviting, beautiful, modern, and the Jordan statue right in the middle.
Right. What are you most excited about in terms of all the plans that you've seen?
I think it's just opportunity. I mean, it really opens up things. It changes.
He means nightclub. I think
I heard nightclub.
But he means nightclub.
I did hear nightclub there. Yeah.
But it really challenges us to deliver to the fans in a very unique way. There are other venues that are looking to do the similar things, but we're trying to do this special for the city of Chicago and our fan base.
And we're being told now, I'm being told that a senior White House official told me. Mm-hmm. This is how we say everything now.
Was it a leak?
It was a leak, but a very senior official said that there's going to be a really great restaurant going into this space, too, that is going to attract people regardless of the time of year, too. So that's, I think that's a very, very good idea. Anything you can do to bring... Mm-hmm. The United Center has done so much to bring commerce to the Near West Side.
Absolutely.
Right?
And
it's built... Now there's this incredible real estate bridge, but, with, you know, when I was a kid... Going from the Chicago Stadium back to downtown.
It's a bit of a blighted situation out
here. You didn't breathe. You didn't take a breath for about six blocks of driving. and the red lights meant nothing, right? So you're just going right through them and no cop was
going
to stop you, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now it is just, you know, this is a walkable area. It's a beautiful extension. And this is sort of the West Side continues west of here now, which is incredible. I mean, the real estate values between here and downtown are just, they're, you know, 10 times what they were before. So
and it seems like every year there's something better and better that fans to look forward to. I mean, it's just, it's exciting stuff, exciting times.
Yes.
Hope
exactly.
Everyone gets out here and gets to see it.
Yep.
And the tour buses will be very happy that the Michael Jordan statue
absolutely.
Is now accessible. So
absolutely.
Thank you very much for that.
Yes. And again, the nightclub. And again,
unch.
Right, I know. Next thing you know, Dead Mouse's
I think you'll
head.
Be first in line.
I might be. I just want to get whatever. I noticed in the renderings here, there's a picture with a big VIP sign over it, like a door with a VIP
and
sign over it.
And you pictured yourself in the picture?
And I actually, in my own little program, I drew myself in, standing in line.
That's hopeful.
Yeah, it was very helpful. It was like and I'm going to hand that to Rocky later on and say, this would be me.
I see me in this picture.
Yes, I see.
Do you, Rocky? See what he says. Might work out well for you.
I believe the answer to that will be no, I do not. All right. Did I mention, by the way, the live broadcast before the Blackhawks take on the Penguins is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park. Make Bedford Park new home for your business and sponsored by Life Storage. It's your life. Store it with care. All right. Well, Joe, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Joe Myron from the Chicago, actually from the United Center, right? Technically the United Center?
Technically, yes.
Yes, okay.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on. We look forward to talking to you in the future.
All right, and I'll see you at the nightclub and the VIP.
Unch.
See you at the VIP sign.